The 16th day of the blessed month of Bona, the departure of Saint Abanofer the Anchorite. On this day, the ascetic father Abanofer the Anchorite departed at a good old age in the desert of Upper Egypt. The grace of God had moved Saint Paphnute, and he longed to see the servants of God, the Anchorites. He saw many of them, among them Saint Abanofer, and wrote their biographies. Paphnute once said he went into the desert and found a well of water and a palm tree. Then he saw the saint coming to him, naked, and the hair of his head and beard covered his body. When Saint Paphnute saw him, he was afraid and thought that he was a spirit. But Saint Abanofer encouraged him and made the sign of the cross and prayed the Lord's Prayer and then said to him, "Welcome, O Paphnute." When Nofer called him by name, Saint Paphnute calmed down. They prayed together and then sat and talked about the greatness and goodness of God. Saint Paphnute asked Abanofer to tell him about his life and how he came to that place. Abanofer replied, "I was in a monastery wherein lived holy and righteous monks. I heard them talking about the greatness of those anchorites who dwelled in the desert and their good virtues. And I said to these monks, 'Are there any who are better than you?' And they said to me, 'Yes, those anchorites who dwell in the wilderness. We live near the world. If we are sorrowful or sad, we find someone to console us. If we are sick, we find someone to visit and treat us. If we are naked, we find someone to clothe us. Those who live in the wilderness lack all of these things.' When I heard that from them, my heart became anxious. When the night came, I took a little bread, and I went out from the monastery. Then I prayed to the Lord Christ and asked him to guide me to the place where I was to live. The Lord facilitated my way, and I found a holy and righteous man. I lived with him, and he taught me all about the life and the ways of the hermits and the anchorites. After I came to this place, I found a palm tree and a well. The tree would bear 12 clusters of dates each year. One cluster of dates is enough food for me for a month, and I drink water from this well. I have lived here for 60 years, during which I have never seen the face of a man except yours." While they were talking together, the angel of the Lord came down and told Saint Abanofer that his departure was near. Right away, his color changed and became like fire, and then he bowed his knees and worshiped God. After he embraced Saint Paphnute, he delivered up his pure soul. Saint Paphnute wrapped him and buried him in his cave. Saint Paphnute wished to live in the place of Abanofer, but after he had buried him, the palm tree died and fell down, and the water of the well dried up. That happened by the will of God, so Saint Paphnute would return to the world and tell us about the holy hermits that he had seen. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.